You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I am all psyched about the next segment. We're going to talk about branding yourself with Wiki Realty. You go, what the heck is that? Well, I first met Sanjay Kutmanpour when he was working out a deal over in Southwest Florida on the last cycle. Earth to Sanjay, are you out there?
I am. How are you, Jim? Hello from sunny Santa Monica.
Yeah, well, it ain't sunny here. We got the liquid version today. Now, Sanjay, I gave a little bit of taste of all this when I talked about how I first met you, but why don't we go real quickly through your background?
Sure. Thanks, Jim. So, as you and I talked about, for the last 20 years, I like to say I was a reformed real estate developer and lawyer. Our family development companies developed a lot of real estate from Wisconsin all the way down to Florida, and that was my life for 20 years. And you know, one thing that always troubled me about the industry was that it was really hard to get local information online, and that was sort of the start of my vision for Wiki Realty.
So you had the vision. You started Wiki Realty. I guess that there's a story behind the concept, an aha moment. Tell me.
Sure. Real estate has been this, closed environment for a really long time. I mean, the information you get is based on who you know and who you talk to, which I thought was really funny given the importance of the real estate decision process in everybody's lives. And I started seeing that change around 2010 when realtors were really leading the charge. They were putting some great hyper-local content online, trying to share their local knowledge with their consumers. And I thought, well, that's really interesting. But once again, they were using platforms like Facebook and Twitter, which in essence are also closed environments because that information really only goes out to your friends and followers and connections.
And a very limited basis.
Global industry.
And on a very limited basis. People don't realize, I know a lot of people don't see that. You post it, but only 10 or 15 people usually see it.
That's right. And, with realtors leading this, I thought, well, okay, as a developer and lawyer, what about the rest of the professionals in the real estate vertical, the guys like me, the developers, lawyers, bankers, title insurance, architects, I predicted that our industry as a whole would look for ways to establish a digital footprint online as a way of connecting with potential customers and clients, because that's the age we're in. We're in the information age.
100%, Sanjay. Now, I went to go to your website. I logged on. I went to the link that you provided me, and I landed on something that was related to the Miami Board of Realtors. What's up with that?
With the Miami Board of Realtors, so, Miami was one of the first markets that we launched in back in 2014. I was based in Naples at the time. We launched in Naples, and soon after, we went to Miami. And, hats off to the leadership over at the Miami Association of Realtors, Teresa Kinney, the CEO, and Deborah Valder, the CMO, recognized very early on that, we are a global industry. There were buyers coming from all over the world, but these foreign buyers and also folks that lived in Miami had no real way of getting really local information down to the neighborhood level. So I approached the Miami Association and showed them what we were doing, and they immediately saw the vision, and we formed a partnership. And the Miami Association of Wiki Realty have now partnered for now almost 2 years in getting Wiki Realty out to their members as a platform for their members to share hyperlocal information.
We touched on it a little earlier where people were using Facebook and Twitter and other social platforms that weren't necessarily a real rifle shot to the people that they wanted to talk to. I went on the site for just a few minutes as we were prepping for the show, and I immediately realized, I'll tell it right here on the show. I said, Sanjay, how do I get content on your site? I said, this looks like a great place to get eyeballs.
Thank you. So, getting content on Wiki Realty, is easy. I mean, as a professional or as a consumer, if you have local knowledge, you can share it. It's free to create a profile. It's free to contribute content. Professionals want to contribute that content because we help that professional build a digital footprint around their areas of expertise. As they do that, they become the neighborhood expert, and that ultimately leads to new business and clients for them. So it's very easy to do. As a consumer, we help connect the dots. And by bringing all these professionals together and giving you one place to look for important information across all real estate aspects really helps consumers make smarter decisions about where they live and work.
Now, Sanjay, let's say that I put content up on your site. Is it searchable? Is it help my SEO?
Absolutely. So not only is the content on Wiki Realty, but you know, if you think about it, there's a reason why anytime you do a search on Google, Wikipedia oftentimes shows up as one of the top results. So, you know, think of Wiki Realty as a Wikipedia for real estate, in that we want to be that body of knowledge for all things real estate. So as people are contributing content on Wiki Realty, that content gets indexed by Google, and over time, your content, your specific keywords and subject lines that you are using to write your content, over time surface to the top of Google searches. And as you know, that's how everyone is searching for information these days, especially real estate. So as your content surfaces on top of Google searches and other organic searches, you are found, and that leads to business to you.
Okay, Sanjay, so then somebody like me could take my content, I could put it on Wiki Realty, which I would repurpose some of my content that I have, and then it would start helping me with SEO. It sounds like a great thing to do. Why didn't Will hit me with a baseball bat when he first told me about this? Will's the guy that works in my office that reintroduced Sanjay and I. Sanjay, we only have like 4 minutes left, so how do you monetize this site, and are you in the capital raise? Where are you in the business end of this?
Well, so, you know, it's a great question. We've raised capital around the country with angel investors. Our family has invested quite a bit of capital in it, and we are actually in our last round of capital for 2016. In terms of how you raise money, how you monetize Wiki Realty, I mean, if you think about it, real estate, I believe, was one of the largest online advertisers across all industries, and they're projecting that to go to almost $20 billion this year. And advertising and other lead-generating mechanisms in real estate, you know, so far have been more of a the opposite of a rifle shot, a shotgun. You know, you put the money out there and it sort of gets spread out. You know, with Wiki Realty, you know, and our ability to brand you online as a local expert, it's really more of a rifle shot approach. We've created tools, we've created branded apps that allow you to get your content out, become the expert. And with these tools, that ultimately leads to new business for you. So a lot of different tools like branded apps and advertising are ways that we are going to start monetizing. We've got a lot of different ideas and products in the pipeline. So a lot of exciting things over the next few months.
Well, Sanjay, I'm officially volunteering to be one of your betas. I'm hoping that we can talk Friday or Monday or over the weekend and come up with something really exciting and do some kind of like demo relationship for a couple months. Then I want you to come back. We'll like do a snapshot of my metrics now. We'll take another look in a couple months. And let's talk about the impact that your site had on driving traffic at me.
Absolutely. And before I leave, real quick, I mean, we are actually live across the country. We have partnerships with the California Association of Realtors in Chicago, and the Miami Association of Realtors has put together an association of associations, so to speak, called RE Altitude, with now 165,000 members across the country. And we were one of the first vendors to be approved on that list. So our footprint is spreading very quickly, and we're very excited to see the number of new member signups and traffic coming to the site. So we'd love for you to participate.
100%. I'm the king of the early adopters. I can't wait to do it. If people want to find you, Sanjay, and they want to find your site, I know it's kind of rudimentary, but let's tell them where to find you, because it's important, and I'm giving the long rollout so people get their pencils. Then I ask you to go slow, because we got a lot of New York Jets fans that listen, and since you're from Santa Monica, we also got a lot of 49er fans that listen.
Sure thing. So the site is wikirealty.com, WikiRealty.com. Pretty easy, wikirealty.com. And if anyone wants to find me, they can find me at Sanjay, S-A-N-J-A-Y, at wikirealty.com.
Well, Sanjay,
S-A-N-J-A-Y at wikirealty.com.
Listen, when I first met you, you were working to save the family and to save that beautiful piece of real estate that you guys had. Your family's been successful with everything it's done before. I know they're proud of what you're doing, and I know even more so that it's going to be successful. I look forward to participating with you on the site. High five again to Will for getting us involved. And Will, I know you're listening. It's up to you. Get me and Sanjay together. Send the emails out now. I am fired up, everybody. Look for this. We're going to make it happen. Sanjay, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Jim. This was a lot of fun. I really appreciate your support.
Oh, it's my pleasure. If it ain't fun, we don't do it on Freedom Business.